Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. We have a bunch of new articles up at CruiseRadio.net. Some how to sneak booze on a cruise ship. Packing tips, everything on our website, so check it out.
On this show, Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network will give us some very helpful and useful tips about safeguarding yourself from pickpocketers.
Also, we had a listener question come in, so we turned to the expert Dan Skilkin with TripInsurance.com. He'll be answering a question about traveling in Europe and what if there is a strike in the country you're in.
But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guys here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
Hey, man.
Carnival Legend is heading to Australia next year, but first, it looks like it's going to get a major Funship 2.0 makeover, right?
She is. She's actually going down under. joining her sister ship down there, and she's going to be doing a 23-day. She's going to do a 23-day Trans-Pacific cruise from Long Beach, and then she's going to be doing all kinds of cruises. But what's interesting is, there's going to be a lot of sailings out of Australia, which is where, Carnival's actually doing, terrifically well.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. She's going to get the Green Monster, which is that big water slide. They're going to have the water park. One of our favorites, the Red Frog Pub.
Right.
And they're going to have full-service sushi restaurant.
So Banzai Sushi.
Banzai Sushi. In fact, and one of my kids' favorite restaurants, Cherry on Top.
Which reminds me, are they going to add the theater where they house the all-male review Thunder from Down Under?
No, I think that's it. And there's going to be no Outback on board either.
Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah,
they're not
going to
have an Outback Steakhouse.
Let me ask you this. Did you see where Carnival Freedom was canceled like 6 sailings next year for like a 49-day dry dock?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did that just happen?
How do I know this before you?
I don't know.
Wow.
Actually, my friend is scheduled to sail on it, and she got an email from Carnival, and it said there's like six and eight-day sailings that are canceled because she's going to be in dry dock. So speculation is could be a mini sunshine or something. Who knows?
Wow. When Doug scoops Stuart, that's one of the first signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Moving on here. A milestone was recently reached for Royal Caribbean's two new ships, Quantum of the Seas and Anthem of the Seas. What was it?
Well, Doug, it was actually what they're calling a double milestone because the keel was laid. It's a 430-ton block that was fitted into place. For Quantum of the Seas, and then it was the beginning, the first steel cut for Anthem of the Seas.
Cool.
So it's one of those things in the shipyard where just to really make things really exciting. Usually they're done separately, but in this case, I guess there's a lot of work to be done. And since they had the executives in town, hey, let's just do it all together.
Cool.
Holland America announced 48 Canada New England sailings for 2014. Is that because they, too, are trying to stay close to the U.S. and less Europe?
Well, I think a lot of the lines are looking at minimizing their European exposure because, who knows what's going to happen. There's continued problems in Egypt, for example, and it is creating problems for Mediterranean sailings, not to mention fewer Europeans are vacationing
mm-hmm.
Over the past couple of years, which is making it harder for the cruise lines to fill all of their recently deployed or currently deployed ships out there. So having 48 sailings on their three ships, Eurodam, which is going to be the newest of the three, Mazdam and Veendam, departing from Boston, Montreal, and Quebec City, as well as some from Fort Lauderdale and New York, it really makes a lot of sense. It's very good for them because these itineraries are showing a lot of promise. And at a time when there's so many ships up in Alaska, in Europe that, you know, here they're going to be able to offer some unique sailings during the summer for 2014.
Luxury cruise line Silver Sea got in a little trouble in Alaska a couple of weeks ago while we were gone. What exactly happened here?
Well, it's pretty interesting. They essentially were, the CDC received an anonymous tip from a crew member on board the ship that food was being stored in crew cabins.
Wow.
So when the ship pulled in, a surprise inspection was conducted by the CDC, and they did find food in the crew cabins. They had essentially 15 full trolleys of dry foods and spices and cooked foods and raw foods and raw meats in the cabins, in the showers, and in sinks. So, I mean, it's pretty gross. They claimed that there was a misunderstanding, and the crew panicked at the last minute. I mean, I'm sure there's more to the story, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see how this is handled. But, you know, I mean, it's really a, you know, sick situation.
I can imagine how, can you imagine, Matt, how freaked out the crew was? Remember on Sunshine, whenever Mickey Arison was on board and everyone was freaking out, all the crew and stuff on there?
Well, they were, let's say, on their best behavior.
Yeah.
But here, you know, on the Silver Seas, I mean, you're talking one of the best cruise lines of the world, on one of the nicest cruise lines in the world, and, you know, why were they panicking? But, you know, in some stories, it was reported that they just moved that food in there, but the reality was that they had been doing this previously. Someone reported it, and that's what prompted the surprise inspection.
Hmm. Oceana Cruises announced a 3-ship refurbishment for 2014. Big changes?
Well, I think so. They're going to spend $50 million refurbishing their 3 older ships. And, you know, they're going to be doing some, you know, refurbishing of their suites and, you know, in several of the staterooms and areas, you know, add some color and decorations. You know, the suites are going to receive new bathrooms and larger showers. They're going to, you know, Terrace Cafe is going to get a new grill. So, I mean, there's going to be really nice changes and some enclosures of the smoking area. I mean, it's going to look like a really nice ship. But
so make it more like Marina then, pretty much?
Well, I think they're going to try and make them more similar. But, I mean, there's such a distinctly, you know, there's a big difference between the ships.
Oh, totally.
One is size and age, but I mean, they're going to make. I mean, look, they run a very good cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
Their ships are among the best in the world, and they're going to really make them add some nice things that are going to resemble Marina and Riviera. But it'll be some really nice updates that these 3 ships need.
Puerto Rico is throwing out incentives to lure cruise lines and passengers. What are we talking about here?
Well, I think it's more, Doug, that they're trying to do to attract more cruise ships to either use Puerto Rico, use San Juan as a turnaround or as a port of call. I mean, they're going to offer discounts on goods and services that the cruise lines purchase, as well as a reduction in the per passenger fee that that the cruise lines are charged for each passenger on every ship. So it's more of a benefit to the cruise line than it is, you know, the passengers aren't going to see any discounts. But, you know, they're hoping to gain more because over the years they've lost a lot as fewer people were willing to fly to San Juan to catch the cruise, which so essentially there's more, you know, hopefully they're going to try and get more ships to be based there. But the reality is that you know, it's going to be more. It may entice some additional visits, but I think I think things are going to be status quo right now, unless there's more ships that are sailing to the Eastern Caribbean. Would be the change.
All right, thank you, Stuart.
Hey, pleasure.
Cruise Radio News now trending at cruiseradio.net.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us.
Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
We have actually had an email question from a listener, Kevin Russell, in Albany, Georgia. He writes, Europe, especially the Italian government, is known for going on strikes in the middle of the day. If this happens while I'm away from my cruise ship, causing me to miss my ship, will travel insurance help me to get to my next port or fly home?
Kevin, if you have a travel delay because of a common carrier, like an airline or a train shuts down due to a strike or any other problem, this is generally covered by travel insurance. And most policies, you got to be careful about this, because most policies have a minimum delay time, like 5 hours before the insurance is going to cover the problem. So you still need to be prudent when you're making your travel plans to make sure that your connections are not too tight. But if you miss the boat because of a travel delay, the travel insurance will generally get you to the next port. And if you miss more than half of your cruise, generally travel insurance will cover the entire cruise expense. It can also help cover extra expense to get you home after a travel delay. And also, trip insurance can cover the extra living expenses if you get stuck in Europe because of one of these strikes, or, you know, we had that lava problem, the volcanic ash that shut down most of Europe. Typically, travel insurance will cover that extra living expense if you're stuck there. And wouldn't that be a nice problem to have, being stuck in a place like Italy and having the insurance company cover some or all of your extra vacation expenses?
Very good. President and CEO of TripInsurance.com, Dan Skilkin, as always, thanks again.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network is with us once again. Hello, Nancy.
Hey, how you doing? It's so great to be here with you.
Well, I will say reality stinks. Getting back from Carnival Sunshine and the Mediterranean, it's reality really is not so much fun.
Oh, it was so great being on that ship. The Carnival Sunshine was fantastic, and being there with you guys would made it even better. So great to be talking to you again.
It was a great cruise, and while we were enjoying some of our excursions, it was not uncommon to hear our guides warn us a little bit about pickpockets in certain areas. And in fact, there was a specific story, Doug.
Yeah, there was a honeymoon couple on Carnival Sunshine that took public transit between the Barcelona airport and the cruise pier. And they got to the cruise pier, and both the husband's wallet was gone and the wife's wallet out of her purse was gone. And they were they were attacked by pickpockets. And it wasn't a pretty story, because they were on their honeymoon. They both had €1,000 on them apiece, and it just wasn't a pretty situation. So that's why we have you here, Nancy. How can we prepare ourselves against pickpocketing when traveling?
Well, you know, that story was so sad to hear, and that's one of the things that, you know, I've really been researching a lot since I came back. I think one of the most important things you can do is think about safety and plan ahead. First of all, make copies of all of your important documents, like your passport, your medical cards, your itineraries, and other items. Keep copies of those in separate places, and then leave a set at home with somebody who could fax them for you or get them to you if needed. The other thing is to make sure you have a list of any credit cards that you're taking with you on your trip and the phone numbers for reporting them if stolen. Obviously, keep that list in a really safe place. And also know how to block your cell phone from making expensive calls if it's stolen and how to report that theft. one of the things you really don't want to do is carry a lot of cash on you. It's really better to find some other way to get cash, even if it means paying a little bit of added fees. Use an ATM or take traveler's checks and cash them on the ship if you need to. Investing in trip insurance isn't a bad idea either. Trip insurance can provide coverage against lost or stolen items. And depending on the type of insurance you purchase, it can cover you for as much as $1,000 to $2,500 of lost items, typically not cash, though. And travel insurance companies can also provide you with a concierge to help you in a situation like that. If you're pickpocketed and all of a sudden you've lost your passport, you've lost your credit cards, you don't know what to do. And the other thing, too, is hang on to your things. I've seen lots of people put their purses down to take a picture of, you know, the Pantheon, or let their suitcase go to look at a map, or hang their purse or their camera bag over the back of their chair while they're at a restaurant. It's really easy to do, but keep a firm hand on your valuables at all times.
Nancy, when arriving at your departure destination or out in port, are there things to look for or avoid?
Yeah, it's really important to be aware of your surroundings and really expect the unexpected. Try not to get startled or flustered when something happens. Think in advance what could take place and prepare yourself. Avoid crowds if at all possible. Crowded places are definitely areas where it's easy to get jostled, and pickpockets often work in a group. So watch situations where somebody might spill something on you or ask you to look for a map or comes up and shows you some cool little item that looks like, you know, would be something that you want to buy and you get all interested in that. Or, you know, some people who crowd you or block your way at getting through, because a lot of times while that's happening, you're getting distracted and somebody else is into your bag or into your wallet or whatever. As what happened with this honeymooning couple, be really careful in train stations or bus stations, major tourist areas, places like that. But the thing, though, is to remember that pickpocketing can happen anywhere, even if you're home at your, you know, in your home city or, you know, going to a place that you think is relatively safe. The departure destinations are particularly important to be careful, especially if you're coming someplace from a really long overnight flight. Stories like this that you told, Doug, are evidently quite common. So it's really easy to get disoriented and lose or forget things because you're overtired, you're in a different place, and you're in this public transportation where, you know, it's crowded and it's really easy for people to get into your stuff. So when going from your departure destination to the cruise port, be super aware of your belongings. And really, on that day, you might want to consider taking cruise transfers or a cab to the port's terminal just to be, you know, super safe.
It's also a good idea, Nancy, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, is to attend the shore talks on the ship because, I mean, yeah, they're trying to sell you a shore excursion, but you also learn some valuable information about the ports you're going to.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of those things, because a lot of times people don't know where they are. They're completely disoriented and distracted. They're pulling maps out. They're, you know, pulling their wallet out to, you know, look at stuff or try to figure out how much money they have. And, you know, the saying goes, never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Really, never count your money anywhere in public. Don't be flashing cash or pulling out your wallet. If you have to count your money, do it in your hotel room or your cruise stateroom.
I'm pretty sure there's a Kenny Rogers song about that, isn't there?
Yeah, pretty sure there is. It's good advice.
The while I was venturing with you and Jim, Nancy, on around Europe, I noticed Jim had this thing that he wore around his neck. Was that a money belt or something?
It is. It was sort of a shirt money belt, and the other one that people have is a money belt that goes right into their pants. And, you know, one of the things that people can look into is these pickpocket-proof pants that are put out by Clothing Arts. It's sort of like having a great pair of pants or shorts combined with, you know, money belts and hidden pockets and a specially secure hidden passport pocket. So that gets great reviews.
And a lot of my friends that run swear by these for pickpocketers, too. It's called a spy belt. Have you heard of these?
Yes, I have.
You actually can wear them around your waist or your arm,
right,
and it's impossible
right
for people to get anything out. They basically have to take you hostage if they want to take the stuff out of it.
The other thing is, you know, if you're a woman, definitely wear a crossbody bag, or if you have to have a purse, take a look at, there's these purses called PackSafe handbags, and they're that completely have a slash-proof strap and an outer slash-proof safeguard. They have lots of inner pockets, smart zipper security. They make anti-theft backpacks. I swear by the PackSafe bag. I actually went into PackSafe withdrawal because I forgot it on the Europe trip and ended up staying up during the night thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't have my PackSafe bag. But they're very good.
Well, and that's another thing to look out for, too, as far as pitpocketers. They will try to slash your bag because that happened to you in South America, right?
It did happen to me in South America. I was in a market and carrying a front sort of backpack bag that had multiple pockets. And luckily, I had my money sort of sewn into an interior pocket that had multiple zippers. But they slashed through the bag and reached in and got what they thought was my wallet. Actually, it was my sunglasses case. But I was just very lucky. They slashed through the bag. They slashed through my raincoat and actually my shirt as well. So, and I didn't feel a thing. So these guys are good.
And it's probably not a bad idea to leave your flashy stuff back in the cabin.
Oh, absolutely. Or matter of fact, leave it at home.
Yeah.
You know, don't take your flashy jewelry. You know, if you're wearing a big engagement ring or big rings, you know, leave them at home. Leave them in a safe. Don't take them with you. Flashy jewelry, expensive watches, designer purses, anything that's going to make you stand out. And in fact, if you're in an area where you're particularly worried about, try not to even wear bright clothes. You really want to blend into the crowd as much as possible. You know, wear a baseball cap and sunglasses if you have to, but you really don't want to stand out in any way.
Nancy, is it wrong that I have this fantasy about catching the pickpocketers by wearing an open backpack, but in deep inside is a bear trap?
Well, no, but the one good thing about pickpocketing is generally, and this is, you know, it does happen where it involves, you know, bodily harm, but most of the time it's just one of these things where they grab the stuff and run.
Any other last tips for pickpocket prevention?
Yeah, one of the things, and this isn't just pickpocket prevention, this is just theft prevention in general, is to really select your ATMs wisely. Try to use ATMs that are enclosed within a bank wherever possible, because they provide you with the most protection and are less likely to be units that have been compromised. When we were in Europe, we came into the Barcelona airport, and we didn't have any euros on us. So Jim went to one of the ATM terminals in there to try to get euros out, and we couldn't get anything. The next time we tried to use his ATM card at a regular bank ATM, it wouldn't work. So we thought, geez, I don't understand this. You know, we had registered the ATM card with our bank beforehand. Luckily, I had one, so we were fine for the whole trip. But when we got back, we called the bank, and they said, well, they named off the Barcelona Airport ATM, and they said that ATM gave off a weird signal which caused the bank to shut down his ATM card. So what they were suggesting was, use only ATMs that are within a bank, inside of a bank, you know, not on the street, and don't use some sort of freestanding ATM machine wherever it is, because that could turn into a big problem. And, you know, really take only what you need. Bring a minimal number of credit cards on your trip and, you know, just leave what you don't need for your excursion in your stateroom safe or in your hotel room. You know, and just the truth of the matter is, too, sometimes that, you know, it's easy to talk about pickpocketing, but also when you're on these big trips like this, it's really easy to just be tired and disoriented and forget stuff. So, you know, just double check your surroundings, look at everything once, and then go back and look at it again just to make sure that you're not leaving something behind and, you know, be alert, but don't let worrying about pickpocketing ruin your whole vacation. If it happens, you know, don't beat yourself up. These people are good, and it happens to anybody. It's not the worst thing in the world. But if you have a backup plan and, you know, you move on, it won't ruin your vacation.
From the Family Travel Network, Nancy Schroeder. Love you, baby.
Love you, too. Take care.
All right, that's going to do it. Don't forget about our app. Simply search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
Also, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, give us a thumbs up or a five-star review there. We'd love to hear from you. If you love us or hate us, we want to hear from you.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net.
I'm your announcer.